I am so happy to meet you in person.
Isn't it weird when we know people for so long and all of a sudden you're like, well, hello, you're a great human face to face.
Yes. Whitney Reynolds joins us like she does on occasional Wednesdays here on WGN. I have never met you in person before, and yet I've been a fan of yours for many, many years.
Well, you know, I told you that I get windy a lot. Like, my name is, my email is Whitney at whatever, you know,
yeah.
But they then write the email, Wendy, we want to book this person. So I always laugh because I feel like I kind of have your name. Like, literally, like when they said you're going to be in with Wendy, I'm like, that's perfect. But are you talking to me right now?
Oh. People always say Schneider for my last name, and it's Snyder. There is no.
You're like, what?
I know. So people just don't listen. And I'm kind of one of them. When I meet someone, it's like, hi, I'm Wendy. What's your name? And they tell me, but I'm not even listening to what they say. So how am I going to recall it?
Well, you're speaking my love language. My kids are always like, oh, is this Amy from the bread aisle again that's in your phone? Like, I literally, when I text someone, I'm like, bread aisle number 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now, how old are your kids?
They are 8, going on 30. I'm telling you, it's all happening so fast right now, Wendy. I am like, buckle up. All those moms that said, don't blink, I am like trying to keep my eyes wide open because it's happening fast.
It is true. And I remember when they were born, and it doesn't seem like it was eight years ago.
You know,
holy moly.
It was like yesterday for me. I remind my husband I need a gift every year on their birthday because I carried two of them at once.
Yeah.
It was wild, but it does go fast.
It really does. My boys are 22 and 25.
Oh my goodness.
And they're great. But boy, you know, you go through phases. Now, I remember when the kids played soccer and Little League.
Oh, yeah.
That's when all my notes in my phone was like, so-and-so's mom.
Yes.
You know, red hair. Here's
her
name.
That's exactly their names. And my contact cards are a lot of, like, I end up telling people, will you send me your contact card later?
Oh, that's a good one.
Because if not, it's going to be like yelled at the ref, stay away.
Yeah. That's a good idea. All right. So tell me about the Whitney Reynolds Show on PBS. I have to confess, I don't know anything about you other than you're awesome. You've been on the air in Chicago for how many years?
Like 15, yeah.
Good Lord.
And it's weird because I love whenever I like encounter somebody that like knows us, but they're not exactly sure how they digest our media. And that's what I think is so cool about the landscape of the world right now is some people can watch us in PBS, but then some people are like, I know you from Instagram, or I know you from, it all depends, or radio, like with WGN now,
yeah.
Wednesdays with Wit. It's so interesting. So my goal literally in this lifetime is to be the strongest voice of hope in media. So what I want to do is let people know that their story matters. And how do we do that? We connect the dots with what we have gone through and help the person after us. And so that's what I've been after my whole life. The really cool thing I'm walking into is I'm about to get to own my story. For years, it's read Delicate Childhood, Challenging Childhood. I did a TED Talk at Wrigley. People have said, Whitney, what does all that mean? I'm about to get to go there with mine. But until I have been able to be in a safe space to do that, I have created a safe space for others because I realized that's what 8-year-old Whitney needed. My little Oklahoma self needed a show like mine to say, hey, you're going to be okay. And here's why. I know you will be because there's proof in the pudding, sister. And that's what we created.
Okay. I love that so much. It's like your inner child and how, you know, I had a great therapist who I brought this up last night. She retired. Like, no. I just adored her. And she said, you know, how would you speak to your inner child? What about young Wendy? How would you treat her? And it's just really interesting. I have kids. I mentioned my boys are 22 and 25. I got married. I was pregnant on my first anniversary because I wanted to get to it. And it's like all of a sudden you forget about you and you put other people first and you have to think about yourself.
You do. And for so many reasons, we think that's selfish or we think.
Yes, you're right.
But it's funny when I say this because it's silly about what they say on the airlines. You got to put your own air mask on first. You got to put your oxygen on first to be able to help those around you. Because as a mom, literally when I'm sitting next to my kids on the airplane, they're like, you got to put your mask on first, lady.
I know.
And I'm like, I know. But it was one of those things that when I had twins, I realized I have to start taking, care of me and understanding what connected the dots. And luckily for me, it was in my 20s when I had a show that was on NBC Nonstop at the time in Chicago. And at that point, it was all around the town and people liked the gossip, the talk. And I'm not going to lie, I love that stuff too. I love my friends that are in that lane. But I got thumped over the head on North Pond that was like, you didn't accidentally have your childhood and you don't accidentally have this platform. And that's when the Whitney Reynolds Show was formed.
All right. And I know you more from social media. That's, you mentioned that, and that really is. And I, again, I have to say this. I feel like you and I go way back, but this is the first time I've met you in person.
Oh, I'm loving every second of her. Are you kidding me?
Well, let's
we
take
hugged
a quick
that we were
break.
Sisters.
I know. We hugged like the minute. Oh, hi. It's so nice to meet you face to face. And we hugged. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, find out what's going on the Whitney Reynolds Show, and we're going to talk about whatever you want.
A lot of hugging during the break.
All right, sister. So how does this segment usually go? What has John talked about?
We have been the wild, wild west on this segment. Every time I come in, it varies. We're still getting in our groove, just like that song that played us in. We're figuring it out. You know, Wednesdays with Wit, like I said, like I do TV traditionally, but what I love is as we look at media as a whole, I want to bring my stories of hope to everybody. And that's what we're actually entering in, because it is almost April. On my car ride in, I saw this beautiful Chicago sunset and I was like, oh my gosh, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. The warm temps. And with this change in the season means our spring season's coming up. So April 14th, our new season launches, season 9.
I know. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to give everybody a little secret in though to my little window. It sounds like a lot of seasons for national, but really it's 2 a year. So by like the time I'm a grandma on air, I'm going to be like, and this is season 2000, kids. Thanks for tuning in. Seriously.
I didn't realize, I don't know how TV works.
It varies from network to network, I'm learning. But with this, I do 2 seasons a year and they make me number them different. So it sounds like I'm really like prestigious here. But literally, season 9 is coming up. I can't wait for it. We submitted to the Daytime Emmys today, which,
yay.
How crazy to be competing against people who are going to probably run circles around me, but I'm excited to be in the circle.
You should race. Be. You should be. So who are some of the people that are going to be on your show and what are their stories?
Well, you know what I love about this season? Everyone that we've grown with, you know, because I own the show, Wendy, so it's a little different than traditionally, you know, you're owned by the network. So the Whitney Reynolds Show, it's like literally Whitney Reynolds Media. So you, if the viewers have watched
us. You are such a go-getter. You are killing me.
Oh my God. Well, you know, just bear with me. Let's wait till the end of this segment to see if you're still with me. So 10 years ago, when I started the Whitney Reynolds Show, and not even national syndication, it was 2021, you can see our growth with funding and with people that follow what we're doing and believe in us with us. And so this season is like literally one of those moments where you can see we've upgraded our studio cameras. We taped with a live audience. We have legit staffing, more than just interns. It's a very exciting season. And our season premiere actually has a live audience. It's called Dreams Unleashed. We have Jordan Spieth on. You know, we get to talk about him coming back from his injury, which he was very vulnerable and open about that. I actually traveled to Dallas for that interview.
Wow.
But with our live audience, we have Jessica Jordan Ping, who I am just stoked to have on because she talks about disability not being one of those voodoo words that we can't talk about, but like owning it,
okay,
and
well,
making space for it.
If we don't know, like Jessica Jordan Ping, I am unfamiliar.
Okay,
please.
So if you don't know her, this is one of those people. So I did this event with Marshalls and Jessica was one of the speakers. And at the end of it, I'm like, girl, you are coming on my show because literally she like owns her disability in that disability space, and she is on the show to talk about things that get her through in this space. And now she's not even just an influence. Are you looking her up right now?
Yeah.
Isn't she impressive?
Okay.
Everybody that's listening, get out your little phone, look her up. She is incredible, and she gets a candid conversation in front of a live audience, talks about her sparkle lay. I mean, like literally all of it is right there, and it's called Dreams Unleashed. And what she's doing now is not owning her disability, but like making room for for others and like helping address the issues, but also saying you can live large. And what's really cool about our season opener, because I love our home base, I love that we're a national show, but we call Chicago home. We are doing Whitney Reynolds Live that Thursday at Koval, which we actually have Sona on. Yeah, so she's on. We're talking, I mean, the American Dream, we're talking about it all. And so tickets for that are going to be released this Friday on WhitneyReynolds.com for Whitney Reynolds Live.
All right. I just want to say, for people who aren't familiar, this Jessica Jordan Ping, 28-year-old, lives in downtown Chicago.
Yes.
She launched the Rolling Explorer, a lifestyle blog with a disabled twist. She was born with a very rare genetic disorder called Child Syndrome, C-H-I-L-D.
Yeah, Child Syndrome.
It left her with a shortened arm and amputated leg on the left side of her body, and she is kicking ass and taking names.
She really is.
And that's so inspirational.
Yeah, I'm telling you, nothing stops her. We were literally in the green room before we went on stage, and I was like, we need to hang out all the time. And what's crazy is, even though we're a national show, there are so many amazing stories from right here in Chicago. Right here.
Well, see, and I love that, because you're keeping it local, and
you have to.
I'm sorry, I had to look up Jordan Spieth too.
I know. You know what?
He's a golfer.
He is a golfer. He is a golfer. And
sorry,
I went to school in Texas, and he was at one of our rivals, UT. I forgave him in the interview, but what I love about him is, he talked about the head game of golf, because he just came off an injury. And when I was chatting with him, he still had his cast on. And so he was being very open. And not that I'm saying he doesn't go there very often, but he was very candid in that interview and talking about the mental game of saying you're going to be okay and you're going to get back out there. And I think so many of us, whether we have a physical disability or a short-term setback, we need to know that we can do it. And those little points are what's going to make us stronger. And that's, if we can connect those, that's what's up.
You are helping people, and when you help people, you're helping yourself. This is really coming full circle, Whitney Reynolds.
It. You know it, girl. Always.
All right. So any local events you want to tell us about?
Yes. So I had a couple on our list, but one just came across my desk literally on the way. I was getting ready to come in, and I found out the Ronald McDonald House Charities event is coming up April 26th. I'm going to be part of the welcome video. I hope I'm not spoiling a surprise. So that is coming up. It's at the Garrity. I love the Ronald McDonald House, because what is amazing about them is, if you've ever had a crisis with a child, you don't know always where to turn or what to do. And they are paving ways for families, some that are live in downtown, but for the most part, they're coming in from the suburbs, and hotels are expensive, parking expensive. There's so many different variables when you're in downtown Chicago.
Yep.
Even just getting up here tonight, I love WGN radio, but it's, you know, it's downtown. It's a hustle bustle down
here. Yeah, it is.
And Ronald McDonald House Charities are really making so many rooms for people. Like, both, I mean that, like, in real life, they're making room for people, but they're also helping extend that for others and for the kids. And so that event is coming up. I'm so excited to be part of the welcome video. It's been near and dear to my heart for years, but it's really exciting. And if you don't know, because now that we're post-COVID, if your organization wants to volunteer with them, they can. They can go in and make a meal. They can do other things. Like, you can literally go in and serve in the Ronald McDonald House.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay, that is fabulous.
Put the hairnet on, Wendy. We're going to do this. What is your go-to recipe? Let's commit now. Whitney squared.
I have to think about it, because I have some good ones. I have a really good spaghetti and meatball. My meatballs are fabulous.
Oh my golly.
I have a good lasagna, and...
Are you Italian?
Yeah.
Okay, this makes sense now. I'm like, okay, this... I can burn down the kitchen, but I'll help. I'll assist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll think of something. That is great. And like I said, it's just, these are such inspirational guests that you have on. I'm upset I didn't know about Jessica Jordan Ping.
Yeah, I am. I'm obsessed with her too, but it was great because Marshall's brought all these amazing women together for one day.
Marshall's
event.
The store I shop at all the time?
Absolutely. Yep. They literally brought us all together. It was a women's day. I mean, there were men in the audience too, but it was great because it was the Do Good Social Club and we all got together. It was last fall. It was interesting because there were so many stories I didn't know about from Chicago, and I kind of pride myself in being in the know and knowing the people that have the big stories. And I was like, wow, These people I did not know, and they're amazing. And it's right here in our own backyard.
All right. How do people follow you? What's the best way? The website, wherever you want people to go.
Yeah. So I am going to say, however you digest your media, we have a path for you. So some people want that minute of hope. We got you covered. You can find a minute of inspiration. You can find long form. You can find us on any app, the streaming. We're there. But really, WhitneyReynolds.com will point you in all the directions.
It is such a pleasure to meet you face to face.
Ditto, girl. Ditto.
Wednesdays with Whitney.
And meatballs with us soon.
Yes, we'll figure something out. I would love to collaborate, do a collab.
Oh, there
is that what they say?
That's what they say.
A collab? I don't know. I don't even know how to say it. All right. Thank you so much for coming up. Next time you're back, John Landecker will be here. He's such a great guy, and I'm such a fan of his.